It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Hello there and welcome to another edition of Opinions Matter podcast with myself and Katie today, who is in Adrian's seat and I'm in my own seat. And we are broadcasting live and we record this podcast live from the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, which is where our studio is based. And I hope you're all in good form and looking forward to another podcast. And today's podcast is actually something that we've never talked about before. As you know, if you're a regular listener to this podcast, every day we ask you guys to send us in topics that you think we should talk about. And we get, I'd say, about 70 text messages and emails every day. A lot of the topics we can't actually talk about because they wouldn't make a debate. And then there's ones that come in that we've never ever discussed before. And today's topic is exactly that. And it's an interesting topic for anybody who has a child or anybody who has a grown up child on how you deal with underage sex with your kids. So here's the thing. I'm not naive enough to think that you, and Katie will allude to this as well, because Katie was a teenager. You cannot stop your teenagers having sex. Sure you can't?
Hell no.
You can't?
No. It's natural because to want to, at that age, you know, to experience it. It's natural to want to dabble. Like,
But at 15?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say probably from 13 in some cases, which is scary, which is actually terrifying. But I listen, we've all heard stories of 13-year-olds getting pregnant, 12-year-olds getting pregnant.
Well, today's message from Claire put the shits up me, I have to say, because Claire's daughter is just gone 15. So she turned 15 in March. So in February, this girl was 14 years of age, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, when I think of that, I think of my son who's just 11. And I think...
Is he 11?
Yeah, he is. So I think this is in 3 years. This is in 3 years, okay? And this puts the shits up me.
Yeah.
Because I can't relate to this because it was different when I was that age.
And was it different though?
Yeah. Well, maybe just for me. Maybe I...
Do you think it's kids are getting younger nowadays? Do you think kids are more promiscuous maybe than they were 30 years ago?
Oh yeah, completely. Yeah. Absolutely, completely. I think if OnlyFans had been around 20 years ago, no one would have joined it.
Yeah.
But now girls are just happy to join OnlyFans. It's not about OnlyFans though. It's about being sexually active at 15. And here's what Claire says. I would love this talked about on your podcast because I'm up the walls. Last week, myself and my husband found out that her daughter is sexually active with her boyfriend. Now, we found out off air how she found out that her daughter is sexually active. She doesn't want us to go into that. You know why she doesn't want to explore that. Mm-hmm. But suffice to say, she knows, and her daughter has confirmed that she's sexually active with her boyfriend. They are both only 15. They literally both turned 15 in March. I'm up the walls here, and so is his mother. But my husband is like, it's no big deal because my husband himself was doing it at 15. And also, I feel sick to my stomach that they are doing this when they are only babies themselves. But according to my friends and husband, this is standard nowadays and they're all doing it at 15. I don't think a 15-year-old is mature enough to be having sex. Why am I being called old-fashioned? Please debate, says Claire. And Claire has sent us other details. Basically, her original message is very, very long. And we didn't want to bore you with all the details of it. But that is the bones of her story. They know for a fact that their daughter, their child, she is a child, is sexually active. The boyfriend is the same age as her. And she is horrified. And the father is basically saying, what's the big deal? Now,
14 is very young.
Well, 15.
15, that's the age of consent in some countries,
not
I think.
Not in this country, it's not.
No, I know. And look, they're going to do it, they're going to do it anyway. Once they're not doing it with somebody who's above the legal age, you know, and it doesn't become rape or statutory rape or whatever.
No, it's obviously illegal what they are doing, but because they're both 15 and they're both...
They're already going to both report each other.
Well, no, you never hear of someone being done for in a situation like that. You can't stop them, sure you can't?
No.
Because
you try and stop them, you talk to them about it, it's going to go in one ear and out the other. They don't care.
She has spoken to them to her daughter about safe sex, and his parents have spoken to him about safe sex, and they promised that they are practicing safe sex. So, and she has also said, now she hasn't confirmed this, but she's, the bar, is that what she said? She's, what's the bar?
The thing in the arm.
Is that what it is? I don't know. I guess I should learn about this from my own daughters. So it's a bar?
Yeah, it's a little bar they insert into your arm, just into your kind of, up near your shoulder or your bicep.
Okay.
Under your bicep.
Does that give you 100% protection?
Oh, nothing gives you 100% protection. Well, no. Not having sex gives you 100% protection. I think the most the highest thing you can get to protect it, I think, is the Marina coil.
Okay.
Could be wrong. I think it's the Marina coil. And even that has, let me see, Marina coil. I think that's not even 100%.
Okay, so nothing's 100%, but at least the parents are going to be proactive.
It's more than 99% effective, but you still hear these stories of babies that are born
with her getting the bar, which the mother said she's going to get her, and with him using contraceptives himself, you would like to think that they're fairly safe.
Less than 1 in 100 women getting pregnant within a year of typical use of the bar in your arm. That doesn't make sense.
So, why is the mother so upset? And is she right to be upset? Or
is it accepting that your kid has grown up, isn't it?
Is this just the way it is nowadays with teenagers, that they are having sex? That literally scares the shit out of me.
I know.
That Luke could be sexually active in 4 years' time. I don't think, and I'm going to come across maybe as a bit of a fuddy-duddy here, I mean, did you see the message from Trevor that he sent in earlier on, that he was sexually active, I think, from the age of 14? Like, that's
not uncommon nowadays.
I think you
sound old and out of touch if you think that's uncommon.
I'm not saying it's uncommon. I'm saying I find that disgusting, that a child's innocence has been taken away.
Look, it is. Kids are growing up way too fast nowadays. Way too fast, for sure. They're just, you know, when I was 14, no, I won't say when I was 14 because I wasn't an angel. But when I was 12, 13, you hear 12, 13-year-olds having sex. That wasn't...
You weren't at 12 or 13, were you?
No.
Do you want to say what age you were?
What age I was? I wasn't 12 or 13. I wasn't 14. I wasn't 15. Well, I wasn't 16. I wasn't 17. No, I'm not saying. I don't want
to say. Okay, no, you don't have to say.
I was probably... Well, do you want to say?
Yeah, I don't mind saying, because I was 18.
You're 18.
I was 18.
I was...
No, be honest,
young,
be honest.
I was younger than you.
Okay, be honest, though.
I was 15.
You were... Oh. You see I can't imagine. I just can't deal with that.
You see, this is the world today.
I can't.
This is the world today.
I can't deal with that, having two daughters. I know you're both your parents. It was nothing to do with your upbringing. You were brought, your parents are very respectable people. They brought you up well. You were just obviously...
I was a little wagon when I was a teenager.
Yeah. Yeah.
From between the ages of 13 to maybe 16, 17, when I kind of settled down again, I used to be a little... my mother would sit here and tell you...
active at, what did you say, 15?
15.
Oh, God.
But I'd say that's probably about the norm.
I hope it isn't. I really hope it isn't.
I would say that's probably about the norm nowadays.
Okay, well, let's... we want to...
Look, I never got pregnant. Never had unwanted pregnancy.
Yeah.
Never damaged myself. Never hurt myself. Like, do you know what I mean? So...
Are you your child, though?
And as Robert says, kids today are far more advanced than even when Katie was 15.
That's not a good thing.
But this is the world we live in. So all this mother can do, really, her only option here is to take measures and steps to protect her child.
Okay, but the question then is... and yes, Shannon says I was picking out outfits for my Bratz dolls at 13.
So was I, Shannon. I had a very quick jump from 13 to 15.
Yeah, clearly. I was playing with Lego sets.
Still playing with Lego sets.
I still do play with Lego sets, but I'm also sexually active now as well. So the question is, the mother's doing what she can. She's going to put her on, get the bar done. But is she right to be disgusted and shocked, or should she just accept that this is the way it is now? Or is there anything she can do to stop it? We want to hear from you. 085-825-2626.
What would you do?
I'd obviously, on contraceptive straight away. That's a no-brainer, okay?
But just remember, the bar in your arm doesn't protect from STIs and stuff like that.
Well, I'd be sitting your man down, boyfriend man, and giving him a very good talking to and telling him, you know, his responsibilities that he needs. But you can't lock her up. You literally can't lock her up in the room. Were you locked up in your bedroom?
No.
No.
At 15, it's very hard. Like, I know everyone's saying, oh, they're the parents, you just say no. It's very hard to tell a 15-year-old.
Yeah, well, I want to hear from someone who thinks that the parents are to blame here, because I don't understand how the parents are to blame. Anyway, here's Martin. Hey, Martin.
Hi, guys. Won't be able to come out today, but here's me 2 pence worth. You know, it is what it is. At least she's sexually active with a boyfriend, not just some random lad. But I remember when I was... when I was 14, 15, we used to go to the teenage discos and that, and there'd be people riding in toilets up against walls and elephants, and that's what, about 20 years ago, 23, 24 years ago. So it's nothing new. Like, it was going on then, and it's still going on now. So there's nothing you can do about it. 15 is probably about right when you think about it. You know, the 17 is the age of consent. So they're only 2 years off it. As long as they're safe, there's nothing wrong with it. Cheers, guys.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Martin said just before the break that, you know, it's not ideal. But, and I agree with him saying that at least it's within a relationship and that she's not riding every Tom, Dick and Harry. But then he's saying that's just the standard for today. Why should we accept that as the standard? Why should you?
Because there's nothing you can do about it.
Why should we just accept that's okay?
Because there's nothing you can do about it.
What?
It's like it's like Donald Trump being president. It is what it is. This is the way things are. You just have to accept it.
So there's nothing you can do. There's nothing we can do to stop our kids being sexually active at 14 and 15.
If you tell them no, you're going to make it a hell of a lot more appealing.
Really?
Yes.
But is there nothing your parents could have done to stop you?
No.
Really?
No. My parents thought I was in my friend's house.
So nothing they could have said to you would have.
No. At 15. At 15, no. At 15, especially as Robert said earlier, today, nowadays, teenagers, even compared to when... So I'm 35 now.
Yeah.
10 years ago was 15. No, 20 years ago was 15.
Jesus Christ, you should have stayed in maths class instead of having sex.
I should have stayed in maths class. Sorry, 20 years ago was 15.
Yeah.
20 years is a long time and things change then. And you see yourself now, all these YouTube, these kid YouTubers on, and they're covered in makeup and they're dancing around and twerking and little skimpy clothes and stuff. Kids now are so much more promiscuous.
So just accept it.
And teenagers are so much more promiscuous. Okay. Well, there's nothing you can do about it. Accept the things you can't change. All you can do is try to do what you can do to protect them.
Okay, I want to try and get Sean on, because Sean said, and we'll try and get Sean on, guys.
Raise your kids not to do it.
So hold that thought for a sec. I'll get your reaction there in a second. I want to go to Una first. Una, how are you?
Hi, how are you keeping?
Good. Now, but let me put that point to you. Sean says, raise your kids not to have sex at 15. How do you do that? Or can you do that?
Well, you can sit down and talk to them. Both parents should talk to them and explain to them. I mean, at 15, I think it's too young. I mean, you don't even get served in a pub at that age. And maybe they didn't even, like I said in my comments, probably didn't even do that leaving or the junior stage. You know, they've been a whole life ahead of them, you know.
So Katie's parents could not have done anything, according to Katie, to stop her. No. Katie was like a runaway train.
I was a runaway train.
And there was no...
I was a wagon.
There was no... So are the kids, or are the parents at all to fault for this, Una?
Well, I don't know. I'm just, that's my opinion. I wouldn't like to see, if she came home pregnant.
Well, there is a chance that she come home, but should we have?
No, if you, take the necessary steps to protect them, and that's where your responsibility as a parent comes in. You can't stop it, so you do what you can to protect them.
But should she just accept that her 15-year-old is sexually active?
Accept she is, but have a chat with the both parents, not just his parents and her parents, sit down and have a chat with them and see. You know, that's all I can say, because I never had to go through that, believe me enough, you know.
But they have sat down. They have sat down and they've said it. They've told them to be safe. They said they're going to get the bar in the arm. But this mother is traumatized that her child at 15 is sexually active. I can understand that completely. That would put me over the edge, lads. That would put me over the edge.
It's countries where age of consent is 15. Hang on. There are countries where
Spain has a very young age of consent, doesn't it?
Croatia, Czech Republic, Denmark, France, Greece, Iceland, Monaco, Poland, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia, and Sweden. The age is 15. I know it's not here, but some countries actually deem that an acceptable age.
But
no parent wants their 15-year-old doing it. Let's be honest. No parent is like, oh, well done, son. You know, get in there. No parent, or if
having the age of consent in this country is not doing anything. It's not doing anything. No,
but it's doing something, as in it's stopping older men or women for younger men or women.
Which is good. But I don't think any two horny 15-year-olds, when they get together, going, Jack, I don't think we should do this because of the age of consent. Mm. That doesn't happen, sure it doesn't?
No.
Okay, let us go. Stay there for a second, Una. Let us go to Amy. Amy, your own opinions matter. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you make of this?
Well,
I actually have my mom here with me. She's a GP nurse and she specializes in contraception, so she can say a few things about this.
Well, let me talk to you first then, because you're obviously younger than your mother. At what age are you?
I'm 22.
And do you mind saying in front of your mother what age you were when you became sexually active?
My mom knows like mostly everything about me. So I started when I was college, when I was 19, when I met my partner.
Wow, that's commend.
I love that her and her mom are so close.
Yeah, that's nice. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah. So it wasn't until you were 19, until you were an adult.
Yeah, because she practically had it ingrained in me, like, you know, the whole like safe sex talk since I was like a teenager. Like, I didn't really have an interest in it at all in like my secondary school years. I think I knew some kids in my year that were like doing it, but I wasn't really interested in it.
And
partner in college.
So are you trying to say that because of your upbringing and in particular your mother, that she ingrained it into you not to have sex at a young age? So it was...
No, she didn't ingrain it not to have sex. She just told me to be extremely careful.
Okay.
But so I had no interest in it anyway.
And why did you have no interest in it? Because I don't know. I know from when I was 15, your hormones are running wild. Is that the same for girls when they're 15?
Yes.
Okay, so girls have the same sort of hormones as...
Well, no, they've got different hormones.
No, but
to men,
the same urge.
Or men.
Sorry, the same urge.
No, we feel nothing until we're 18, and then bang, on your 18th birthday, you get horny.
But did you not feel that then, Amy? Did you not have an urge when you were a teenager?
No, I just didn't like the lads in my ear. I thought they were all gross.
Okay,
that's a good. In fairness, that's a good method of contraception: being ugly.
But do you think it would have been damaging to you? Because I personally believe, and this may be a controversial opinion that a lot of people won't agree with, I believe it damages you to be sexually active at a young age. I think it definitely damages you.
How?
It just does. It's not.
No, how?
Sorry, Amy. Go on. Sorry, you there, Amy?
Kids are going to be curious anyway. Like, there's no stopping them.
Definitely.
Yeah, I know. Right. I know there's no stopping them, but it's not natural or normal at 15 years of age.
It is so natural.
No, it's not. 15. No,
I'm talking about to want to be curious and to want to experiment. It's so natural.
No, your body isn't fully developed. You're not.
Stop.
You are not supposed to be sexually active.
Were you watching porn at 15? Or what? TVs weren't even around back then.
Yeah,
did you have dirty magazines?
Yeah, they used to be passed around school and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay.
But it's not, I don't think your brain is formed enough. I don't think you're mature enough at 15.
Oh, look, I get what you're saying, but in terms of it being natural, it's natural that a 15-year-old, I find that comment bizarre that you would say people get damaged.
Yeah, I think
sex.
I'm not damaged. Well, you don't know. You wouldn't know if you are. Damaged people don't know that they are damaged.
Are you actually...
Yeah.
Are you ripping the piss here?
No, I think it's damaging.
I think you're ripping the piss. You have to be joking.
No. I'm not joking. Sorry, go on, Amy. Do you believe, Amy, at 15 and 14, your body and your... Well, forget about your body, that your mind is mature enough to have sex?
It's individual choice, honestly. Well, in my opinion, anyway.
And your mother's there beside us. What's her name?
Hi.
Hey, Mammy. How are you? Now, what do you make of this? First of all, I have to commend the relationship that you and your daughter have, that you're that close, that she has told you what age she became sexually active at. But what's your take on this poor mother and her 15-year-old who's sexually active?
Well, first thing I'm going to say is the reason I'm open with my girls is because I did get pregnant at the age of 18. Now, 23 years later, me and my husband were still together, so a very lucky, very fortunate relationship worked out. But from a very young age, I wanted to let my girls understand you are going to have sex, people are going to have sex, but it's your choice who to do it with. And if you're going to do it safely. I'd rather know that they're doing it and give them the tools to be safe. I know that they can say no. I know that they can come to me if there's an issue and report it. Because if you're going to be closed off about it, your children are going to be secretive about things. They're not going to come to you when there's an issue. They're not going to come to you when they're assaulted. As a GP nurse, my experience in sexual health, I am just going to let you know, no matter what parents do, your children are going to experiment. They are going to go out there having sex, no matter what you're telling them, okay? So at the end of the day, what you can do as a parent, be open and honest with your child. Let them know that you're a safe person to come to when there's an issue so that they can ask you questions when need to. I mean, one prime example, years ago, there was a lad that I worked with in a shop years ago before I was a nurse, and he was telling all the young lads, if a girl sits on top, she can't get pregnant because of gravity. So it's crap like that I'm so passionate about sexual health and and contraception, because I would rather children and young teenagers, well, I'm not talking about under 12-year-olds, or I mean, once they're in secondary school, they're going to be more exposed. So that's the end of that.
Yeah.
So, but once they're in secondary school, they're going to be exposed. And parents need to know that they need to tell their children about contraception, about safe sex, and about courting as well, that they can say no. And if somebody is pushy, they need to report that as well. So they can go to their parents and say, listen, this happened last night. Is this normal? Is this right? Is it something I have to be concerned about? So I think open disclosure, being honest and being supportive is the only way, because if you're going to be so dead set against it, your child's going to go behind your back and put themselves in danger. And that's not what I want.
Okay. And your daughter, in fairness, you did it the right way. Your daughter did not go behind your back. She waited until she was 19, but that would be quite rare that she was 19.
Very rare
that,
nowadays.
That she was 19 before she lost her virginity. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, I would agree. I mean, I was 18, and before that, I mean, I grew up in a very conservative household abroad, and it was ingrained in me that if you have sex before marriage, you're going to go to hell. So obviously, I grew up in a very different kind of household, but becoming a nurse, it's opened my eyes. I see what's going on the real world, especially working in a community. I'm not going to say where, but I do work in a community that needs a lot of support. And I have, over the years, built a very good relationship with the young people. They know that I'm a trusted adult. So if they want contraception, they can come in to me without a parent. I consult with them if there's any concerns. I'm also need to disclose concerns if there's any concerns that I hear from them. So, and I do tell them if I hear anything that's of concern, I need to report it to a parent, or I need to report it to the GP. But they need to know that they can go to a safe adult. If they don't want to go talk to their mom, say, listen, you can speak to my sister or your uncle or somebody that is absolutely trusted. But for me, it's all about building trust, having that open communication so that you know that your children can be safe when they come and talk to you. Because if they're going to be scared to talk to you, they'll tell you nothing.
They'll tell you. Okay, stay there for a second. And did you tell your parents anything, by the way?
No.
No, you didn't.
Hell no.
What would they have done had you told them you were...
They wouldn't have been happy.
So had you said, by the way, I'm going out tonight, I'm 15 and going out tonight to have sex, they would have gone mad.
Yeah. Okay. You know, they would have said, you're not going anywhere.
Stay there for a second, ladies. And I love the honesty between a mammy talking so openly about sex with a daughter sitting next to her.
But that's probably because, didn't she say she was quite young having her? I 18. Genuinely think when younger parents have kids, they tend to have a more close and open relationship than older parents, because the generations are so much closer.
Yeah, I can't imagine having those conversations with my daughter. Let me go to John, who's been listening in Tandy there. John, how are you?
I have indeed, and John, I've been listening to the bullshit. But I have to say before I start, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Podcast land.
Thank you. 15 years of age, sexually active. It's just the way it is now, and we have to accept it. That's what I'm hearing.
No, that's bullshit. Because at the end of the day, sorry, I'm in the toilet here because there's an asshole playing Irish music out there and the noise of them.
That's okay.
So there's an echo. That's where I am at the minute.
Once you're not doing your business, that's okay.
No, he's just playing Irish music very loud and it's horrible.
Okay.
Now, what I was going to say to you is basically this, is that no. I mean, if you have a young boy, a young girl at the age of 15, they have their whole lives ahead of them. And if they do have a child, that's their life round. And I don't care whether your two ladies agree to that or not. The fact of the matter is your life is then ruined, because you can't go foreign, you can't go to college, and you can't do what you want to do later on in life, because you have a little person there to look after and bring up.
Now, John,
and it's not the responsibility of the parents, and it's not the responsibility of society. It's your responsibility.
So are you saying anybody that has a teenage pregnancy has ruined their life? Because the reason I'm asking that is because the mother on the mother on the other line, I can't remember her name, Amy's mum, she had a baby at 18. Did she ruin her life?
Yeah, I would have said so, yeah. Because unless you're ready to settle down, and you know you've done everything you want to do, you've been where you want to be, you've done all the bits and pieces of life that you really truly want to do, unless you're ready to settle down and have a family, then that's the time to have the family, not before.
Okay, let me go.
And anybody who puts the cart before the horse, yes, they have ruined their life, and I don't care if anybody's offended by that. Period.
But sure, this other lady, and I'll get her name again.
She hasn't ruined her life. That's an awful thing to say when she's listening.
Oh, they have ruined her life.
I'm sure this lady would not change her daughter for the world.
No, but the fact of the matter is, her 18 years of age, I'm sure she was thinking to herself, well, maybe I want to go on to college.
But she's done amazing things. She's a GP,
I have to say this as well.
Was that what they said?
She's a nurse.
No, a nurse.
this is what I have to say as well. With the cost of living in this country today, young people are not going to stay in Ireland, and they're all going to emigrate out of the country. If you're 18 years of age and you have a kid, you can't do that. You're stuck here in Ireland, and you're stuck with the nonsense that's going on in Ireland today. So it's not a good way to go forward for either a boy or a girl going forward.
I think that's very insulting, pregnancy. John. John, I think that's very insulting to the woman on the other line. I want you to say
I couldn't care less, Jeremy. I'm just being straight about it.
So when you hear about a 15-year-old or 14-year-old having been sexually active, what do you think?
Yeah. Well, if I was the parent of that 14-year-old, I would say no.
What do you mean you'd say no? What do you mean?
I would say no.
You wouldn't get that much would of be a say, I'll be
you
honest.
You know, wait till... No. Wait till you're, you know, settled down and you really want to have a family and a kid. You don't put the cart before the horse, period. And that's the way
who?
I would say it.
Says who?
Says I, as a parent, if I was a parent. And I'm sure says many parents today that don't want to see their kids ruining their life by having a child, because a child is a responsibility. It's not for a day or an hour. It's for the rest of your life. Period.
But you would say, you would tell your children no, not to have sex. And do you think that would work, John, if you told a 15-year-old?
Well, the point about it, I would say, look, this is a responsibility that's come by, it's going to come back on you, because as a parent, I'm not going to step in and rear your child for you. So I would lay the law out, as blunt as today, is that, right, you go out there and you have sex and you have a child, you're going to bring up that child. We're not going to do it. Mammy and daddy isn't going to do it, or daddy and mammy isn't going to do it.
Okay, say that for a second, please, John. I'll put that to the two ladies. And just so I got it right, John has said that the lady on the other line, Amy's mum, has ruined her life because she got pregnant at 18. And you should tell your kids no. Now, Katie, I'll put it back to you because you're the test for the whole list, because you were sexually active at 15. Had mammy...
No.
Let me ask the question.
You don't need to.
Had Mammy Mac turned around to you at 15, when you're 15, and said, no, you are not to have sex, what would you have said?
Oh, okay, ma'am, of course. You asked, so I will listen. No.
I know, it's not practical.
It's not practical. You can say you're not to do this all the time. In fact, it would have actually made it more appealing.
Okay, say that.
It would have made it more fun.
Don't go away.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Natasha, according to John, well, I don't need to repeat it. I'm sure you heard what he said, but you ruined your life. What do you say to that?
Absolutely. Oh, my God. No, like, let me say this. I had my first at 18. I had my third by the time I was 23. By the age of 26, I went back to college full time. So did my husband, and we both got our degrees. And now we earn really, really good money. We didn't ruin our lives. It actually made us work harder. We didn't sit back and wait for handouts and social welfare.
Oh, I love that.
And all these kind of things. We literally put pedal to the metal and we said, well, we have the kids now, responsibility. We have to look after them. Nobody else will. We asked nobody for help. I worked nights as a carer, so my husband can study in the day, and on the weekends when I finished my night, I went back to college during the week to do my full-time training as a nurse. We did not get handouts. We worked very hard. So I'm actually quite insulted that your man says that. I don't know what went wrong in his life, that he can't talk to his mommy. But for me and my children, I've showed them that even if you have children young, it doesn't end your life. You can still continue and have a life. My kids grew up. We went on foreign holidays, paid for by ourselves, not handouts. We had family times. We had road trips. We made it work.
Well, John, that puts you in your place. She's had a great...
No, it didn't put me in my place, because you just said exactly what I said. She had a kid at 18, and that was her responsibilities, not society's and not our parents. So the fact of the matter is, she managed to get to college. She managed to do bits and pieces. That was good enough for her. That's fine. She got through there. But there's many people out there who don't have them opportunities to go forward with. And they are stuck with the kids going forward. And it has ruined their lives. So she's talking shite, basically. That's the way I would put it.
Wow.
Yes, wow.
What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry.
What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry.
A serious topic. This is not a laughable topic.
I'm laughing at the ridiculousness of yourself. I hope you can hear yourself, because
the ignorance of myself.
You sound so outdated. It's like,
I'm glad to be a dinosaur. I don't want to be in this modern society. I have no time for it. You're woke. Loony left society. I have no time for it.
And do you know what? At the end of the day, I have nothing to say to you because nothing that we say is going to change your mind.
No, because
I'm going to leave it at that.
You just proved my point. The responsibility of the kid around 19 you or 18 you had was your responsibility today. And whether the kid ruined your life, the fact of the matter is, when you have a kid at 15, you are ruining your life because you are more or less... Yeah, you're more or less saying to yourself, right, I can't go on and do this, I can't go on and do that, because I still have a young life to look after. And that's the whole point of it. That baby is your responsibility going forward, not anybody else's. And that's what you're missing there in your answer to the topic today.
But a lot of people are very upset with you saying that teenagers who get pregnant have ruined their lives. Because how do you know that for fact, though?
The fact of the matter, as I said, at 15 years of age, you should not be thinking about having kids.
Nobody is thinking about...
You are still a kid yourself.
But hang on.
You shouldn't be thinking about that.
Our Casey sitting beside us was having sex at 15 years of age. Casey, were you having sex because you wanted to make babies at that age?
No.
She didn't want to make.
You shouldn't be thinking of her. Because we all know when you have sex, the end result could be a kid out of it.
Jeez, I'm seeing the image from Mean Girls here. Don't have sex because you will get pregnant and die.
No, I mean the fact, Katie, going forward is there's more. As I said, with the cost of living in this country today, and if you put it into today's context, the fact of the matter is there's so many young people now that have nothing going for them in this country, and they will want to move on and do other things in life. But the thing about it is, if you have a kid, that limits your chances of doing maybe going abroad, living abroad, maybe going to college, maybe doing X, Y, and Z. It limits your chances going forward.
John,
have
some people don't want to do that. Some people find value and happiness in family.
When you've settled down and you're ready to have a family. And then by all means, fucking hammer out as many as you want. Well, within reason, of course.
But okay, so she didn't plan this, or teenage mothers generally don't plan it. But I guarantee you there's very, very few, if
Katie,
any, that
I
would say they change
every
it.
Woman, don't tell me no woman doesn't plan X, Y, and Z. They will. And they
I don't think 18-year-olds are planning how to have babies.
There's no woman out there who knows, I'll have sex tonight and I'm guaranteed or I won't get pregnant.
Okay, but John...
You know, at the end of the day, every woman knows the bottom line out of her, a good night out or whatever, a frisky night out could be a pregnancy.
Okay, so, John, if a...
A romantic night out, whatever.
If a 15-year-old or 16-year-old gets pregnant, do you think the parents have failed? As parents, they have failed.
No, but I think the parents should sit down and say to their son and daughter, I'm not just picking one or the other, I'm picking both here, and say, now listen, son, listen, daughter, you're now 15, you're now a man, you're now a woman of the world. The fact is, if you go out and you get pregnant, you take responsibility for the pregnancy and for the kid that follows. We're not taking it, and neither society.
I just think what you're saying is very harsh. I think it's insulting to any teenage parents that were teenage parents. You know what I mean?
Insulting. It's just telling as it is.
But it's not as it is, because every case is different. You see it as ruining their life. They might not. They might see it as their lives being enriched because they got to love their kid longer.
But it's not okay.
I could tell you now, guys, that if you said to every 15-year-old who had a kid of 15, you know, if you had a survey now of 100 or 1,000 people and asked them, a majority of them would turn around and say, yeah, I did, because I wanted to do so much and I couldn't.
Oh, look, yeah. I don't doubt there are parents who might feel like that, but I think the vast majority would say they'd never change.
But the point is, there might be the minor selection saying, no, I love the baby and all the rest of it, and she didn't or he didn't ruin my life going forward. But there would be that massive majority going, yeah, maybe if I had a TARDIS like Doctor Who going back years ago, I would go back and stop myself from maybe having a child at that specific time, in time.
Okay,
just at that specific point in time.
Stay there for a second, John. Robbie, you're annoyed with what John is saying. I think it is quite insulting, but I get the point he's trying to make. If you do have a baby at 16 or 17, you're not able to go on your holidays with your friends. You know, you're not able to go out every night of the week, what you should be doing when you're younger. Do you disagree with him that they've thrown their life away? They've ruined their life.
Well, that was more. The fact that he's bringing woke into it, which shows he doesn't know what the word means. Well, I mean, if you have a child at 15, 16, your life is not ruined.
Looney left.
Well, it does hinder you.
What?
Looney left. He's
Looney left.
Him.
Shit, that's just going on with today. Come on, come on.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm no longer going to engage with a fucking easy topic. Like that. I was trying to say, if there's a bit of background noise there, I don't know what it is. As I'm trying to say, 15, 16, you left that room, but it will hinder you. But a lot of things you want to do going forward. I think, well, this is where I believe education is key. If you educate your kids,
or being straight
from the age of 12, 13, background noise. Is anyone else hearing that?
Sorry, what did you say there, John? What did you say?
Or being straight with your kids and telling them not to have a kid when they're 15 or 16.
Yeah.
Does Mouty Mout there now understand that point?
You're Mouty Mout.
Can you hear me?
You're Mouty Mout, Robbie, by the way.
It's white noise. I'm not hearing them.
Yeah, John.
It's white noise. Oh, the wokes are offended. Oh, the loony left.
Yeah. No, yeah. John.
Can I say?
John, you saying that you need to say no to your kids, that you just need to say...
You need to be straight with your kids and tell them, listen, we all know when we were younger, and so does Robbie, and everybody else on this line today know, everybody thought of sex of 15 or the had sex of 15 or whatever the case, they all experimented going forward. But what you have to lay out on the line to your kids today is the consequences of having a pregnancy going forward, because the consequences is the responsibility falls on you. And anything you want to do, and Robbie agreed with me, a lot of people there will want to make plans going forward. If you've made future plans for yourself, you may be not able to, you know, achieve those future plans
going
forward.
Okay, let Robbie come back in there. Let Robbie come back in there.
Yeah.
As I was trying to say before, I was interrupted by the white noise. As I said, if you educate your kid at 12, 13 years of age, in the practice of safe sex, because at 15, will you shut the fuck up, you retard?
What a fucking asshole.
If you educate your kids from 12 or 13 and in safe sex, because at 15 years of age, there are a lot of young people who will experiment with sex. They will be having it. And you can ban it all you want. They're probably going to do it behind your back. So if they're going to do it, if you educate them in the use of safe sex, you know, contraception, condoms, whatever you want, whatever, they can have it. And no, kids will not have them.
Do you mind if I ask you a question, Robbie, up straight?
I do, actually.
You do mind? Okay, then I won't bother me asking.
No, go on, ask the question. That's what the show's about, Robbie. He has to be able to ask you a question.
From one man to another this evening, are you telling me now that kids now who have sex at 15 don't really know the consequences of their actions?
If they're not educated, they obviously know pregnancy is a potential risk, but this comes down to the parents.
So would you not be better to turn around and say, listen, Johnny or Mary, I'm sorry, when you're 15 years of age, concentrate on being a teenager, leave the rest of your life and your family and all the rest of it for another point in time when you're ready.
If they be rebellious and do it anyway, if you educate them, I don't want you having sex, but if you're going to have sex, make sure you practice safe sex.
So the fact of the matter is, if you instill in your children today, and I'm sure you have kids, do you have kids? Do you have a family?
I don't have kids, no.
Oh, no, neither do I. Okay, if you had kids, would you not be better off to instill in your family today going forward, say, listen, guys, at 15, I'm saying no to any of this, you know, sex stuff and whatever. You know, I know you want to experiment. I know you want to do X, Y, and Z around it. I know your friends are probably doing it and all the rest. But no, your father and I agree. This is not the way. Or your mother and I agree. This is not the way you go forward.
John,
you're in my house.
You're not living in the real... Okay, John, I want to ask you a question, yeah? If you had a 15-year-old daughter at home right now, how would you prevent her and stop her from having sex? What would you do? Tell me what you do.
Right. Well, I could tell you, the first thing I would sit down and I'd say, look, I'm going to put a son in there as well because, a son and daughter is on the...
Okay, whatever the case would be,
the topic, it's not just a woman's issue. The fact of the matter is, I would sit down with that daughter, like the mother and myself, if I was the father, and I would say, right, I know yous are thinking about, you know, yous want to have sex and yous have a boyfriend and yous, all this kind of stuff, but I'm telling you now, daughter, I'm telling you now, son, you go out and you get somebody pregnant, or you get pregnant, we are not taking the responsibility for that pregnancy or that child. And I would leave them with that thought, from both the mother and the father. And if they did go out and have a child, it would be on their heads, period.
And do you think that would stop them having sex?
I would be that strict about it.
Do but you think
to stop them messing up their own lives going forward? That's how strict I would be.
John, there's a little phrase, and I really believe in this. Right, stricter parents raise better liars. I believe that that is the case.
I don't know. I've never heard that expression. So
stricter parents, because kids have to learn to be sneakier, so they're better liars. Stricter parents raise better liars.
No, but the point is, if you have somebody who is honest and lays out the law to you, the lay the land to you, you will think about it. Most kids will go off and think about it.
No, they literally won't, John. They literally won't. That's not the way it works.
But the point is, you could have the rebellious element there, and that's in society all the time. But the fact is, most kids might think, yeah, maybe Ma and Da is right. Maybe, yeah, maybe they have a point. You know what I mean? It will rub off some kids. It mightn't rub off everyone.
Okay, say there, John. You're annoying a lot of people.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Diana sent in a message for you, John. She says, my daughter is 17 years of age at the moment and is pregnant. I couldn't be happier and she couldn't be happier.
Then she's full of shit then, basically.
Well, let me finish. no, wait. She will live with us till the time that she wants to move out, and I know she will be a good mother. We are over the moon. We can't wait for the baby to arrive in November.
Do you know what I'd say to that baby?
John, I don't believe, by the way, that any mother would be delighted and over the moon if their 17-year-old got pregnant. I don't believe that.
I was just going to say that mother's probably just texting there in to go, that's an asshole on the radio, I'm going to text this in. The fact of the matter is, no mother would be delighted that the 17-year-old is... They would be delighted that they're having a kid, but not maybe their age. Maybe if they were 20, 25 or something like that, they'd be delighted.
Well, I'm looking...
certainly not in their teenage years.
Well,
I wouldn't think any parent.
Okay, I'm looking at her Facebook profile, Diana. I hope you don't mind me saying this. Her profile picture on Facebook, because she just messaged us on Facebook, is her and her daughter, and her daughter holding her bump there. And you can see the daughter holding the bump in the photograph there, as proud as punch. That is her profile. That is her profile picture.
But Jeremy, you know, like, facial expressions can lie. I mean, women can.
What John is saying, I don't agree with everything John is saying.
You know, I'm delighted, you know, and then behind the facial expression, it could be, this is not really what we wanted.
I don't agree with everything John is saying, but I do believe that any parent who says, oh, I'm so happy for my 17 or 18 year old daughter getting pregnant, I think it's either.
Well, can you say it directly to Diana? She's listening. You think she's lying?
I don't think any parent is genuinely happy that their kid comes home pregnant at 17, 18. I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think so. I think there is, even if you, and I don't doubt that you absolutely adore your child and your grandchild, and once your grandchild comes along, you wouldn't change the world, absolutely. But I think that that initial, when it's announced and, you know, it's all sinking in, I don't believe any parent wants their 18 or 17-year-old to come home pregnant. And I do agree with John on that.
So why is Diana's picture her and her daughter who's pregnant?
Because you can't change it. So all you can do is support them. Would I say Diana doesn't even look happy in that picture. Look at her face.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
She doesn't. She looks angry in that picture.
No, she doesn't. Yeah, Shauna. Hey, Shauna, how are you?
How are you? Good, how are you?
Good. What do you make of what Shauna's saying here? Throwing your life away if you get pregnant at a young age.
Well, you know, like, if it happens, I suppose, what can you do as a parent? But I think really education is key. I always want my two girls to be able to come to me and be honest, and for me to be able to give them the reality and the consequences when you do get pregnant, you know. And I put up on the page there, like, my idea. I know a lot of my friends have babies and stuff. I'd say to my friend, I'll take that baby for 24 hours. I'll mind you go off and go out there for a while, obviously under supervision. But I'd be there with the 15-year-old and I'd be showing her exactly what's going to happen if she has unprotected sex. This is the reality. It's not a doll in a buggy, you know. It's a human life, and there's night shades and there's up every day, and, you know, it changes your life completely. And I think until they realise that, I think kids don't understand the consequences.
Oh, look, I'm 35, as I said earlier on, and I have two kids, and it is genuinely, it's the hardest yet most rewarding job in the world, but there's no switch off. The only switch off is when they're asleep.
No.
Mine are 4 and 6. There's only a year and a half between them. And there really is, they're constantly, mommy, I'm thirsty, mommy, I'm hungry, mommy, can we do this, mommy, can I have that? Then they start fighting. It is constant. And then when they're sick, you may forget about any kind of sleep. The wake nights, watching them, taking their temperatures, watching to see if their fever comes down. Like, it's genuinely, like I said, the most rewarding job in the world. But it is hard. It is demanding.
Absolutely. And you know, Katie, like, I was a young mother at 21, like, and I found that hard enough. Now, if I was 15, you know, and when you have a baby, I also want to bring up, I was 21 and my child had a cardiac condition, and we had 2 heart surgeries. So when you get pregnant, you don't know.
So you were so young, dealing
your child's
with...
going to be in.
Yeah.
You know, and then I was 15, and I wouldn't mind. She's great. We're in Salou at the moment. She's 12 and she's flying it. But brilliant. I just want to bring up something. When I was in that, I was in Crumlin there for about 6 months or so. And beside me, there was a girl and she was 15 and she had a cardiac baby. And I actually thought it was the sister of the child. But then I came to realise this is actually the mother. But she didn't know what to do. She was looking at me for everything, copying what I was doing. The baby was crying. These people think it is so sad. And you know, our little friends were in and they look so young and vulnerable. Yeah. And of course they think they're having a good time and they're hitting puberty and all these emotions are going through them and they're discovering their sexuality. But really there's consequences to that. And I think you can never, like, I always want my 2 girls. My girls are 12 and 8 now. Wow. And I always want them to come to me so I can educate them.
So, sorry, what age were you when you had your first baby?
She said 21.
I was 21.
21, so you were quite young.
Yeah, I was quite young. And even after, you know, I was in a stable relationship at the time. Like, I had a home, I had a job, I was in college. You know, I could provide for the baby. But at the same time, I didn't know when I got pregnant that I was going to be thrown into a world that I knew nothing about, with NG tubes, with constant appointments. Like, you don't know what you're... Like, you need to have some sort of maturity in you, or else it's going to be the parents' responsibility. And it's up to us to educate them before that happens.
Well, then are you not, in a way, agreeing with John? Because what John is saying is that, I'm sorry if I'm putting words in your mouth, John, that at 15, 16, 17, 18, you're not mature enough to have a baby. You're agreeing with that, aren't you?
Of course, Nadia, absolutely. You're not. How could you be mature enough at 15? Sure, I don't even know what I want for my dinner at 15.
Okay.
So how could you be mature enough? You can't even pick a takeaway that you want to go to. Like, how could you be mature enough to be 3-hour nights, make sure your baby is well looked after? They think it's dolls.
Did you have much support, Shauna, when you were 21?
I did, yeah, I did, to be very honest. Yeah. I had a great family and I had the child's father. So it makes a bit, and I have to say it did. And I'm very blessed. I have a healthy, happy 12-year-old little girl now. And we have a very close relationship. And she comes to me about everything. And I have her educated about everything. Brilliant. Like, I told her about periods when she was very young. I told her what happens, why we get them. You know, it's up to the parents to educate. So these children don't go off thinking, this is a little doll in the book. You ain't going to dress that baby up lovely. And look at me, friends. Ah, she's gorgeous. Yeah. She's gorgeous, all right, until it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You're all falling for sleep.
Okay, yeah. There's so many messages, and I'm going to put this to you finally, Shauna. So many messages coming in about Diana's message saying she's delighted and over the moon that her 17-year-old...
No, she's not.
Well, she is. She said she is.
She's not. I don't believe it. I don't believe that any mother is delighted and over the moon that their 17-year-old is pregnant. I believe that once the baby comes along, things won't change. But if my daughter came to me at 17 and said she was pregnant, I'd be...
So she's after telling us that she's over the moon.
I'd be disappointed because I know the reality of how hard
message.
It is.
Does the message say over the moon?
Because it's happening now. She has to accept it. I don't believe that her initial reaction was, oh, darling, that, like, when I went to my mom and dad and told them I was pregnant, I don't think the reaction was the same in terms of being genuine, you know? If Freya or Alex came to you at 17, or Luke, and said, I've gotten someone pregnant,
I wouldn't be happy, but I wouldn't put it up on Facebook. What do you make of that, Shauna, Diana's message that she sent? She's over the moon that her 17-year-old is about to become a mammy.
And what's she going to say? I'm disgusted. I'm heartbroken. Exactly. That my child's out to give. What's she going to say? Yeah. Like, you're going to have to say that to support your child, number one. You don't want your child to be disappointed in themselves. You don't want your child to be living in fear. So you have to accept that and support them at that stage. So what is she going to say? I'm absolutely disgusted at whoever. You're not going to say that to your child. You're going to say, I'm happy for you. I'm going to be here to support you. What else is Diana supposed to say?
I don't know.
Other than she's happy.
And Diana, I apologise for discussing your private life on the show. We didn't mean to do that. But just a photograph of her Facebook profile is her and her daughter, and her daughter proudly holding the bump.
Can I ask you, Shauna, because I'm always curious for people who had kids young. Obviously 21 was a stage where probably a lot of your friends were going on holidays, having one night stands, going drinking, partying.
Absolutely.
Do you ever regret missing out on that time, or would you ever change anything?
Never, because I always say I'll be in a cruel son of myself now in my 40s and my friends will be changing nappies. But you know, I could still love, that's it. But you know, I could even now, like, I have a great relationship, and I always say with my first child, like, I grew up before my second child. Even with my second child, she has ADHD. So, like, you don't know what these children is a blessing. They are a blessing.
You don't know
what package is going to come with them.
Yep.
I'm
very
proud
that they made my life.
You should be very proud of everything you accomplished.
And I have a great job. I'm able to provide for them, and I'm still able to get my master's in business. I was still able to live a life. I was still able to do productive things.
You know, it didn't mean
that my life stopped. What?
Fair play to you, Shauna.
There you go, John. Take it in, John.
Take it in, John. There you go, Shauna. But Shauna was she was 21. Thanks for talking to us, Shauna. She was lovely, wasn't she?
Yeah, she's a legend. I'm telling you, that's what I was saying to John earlier on. Okay, it's not ideal, but I guarantee you, if people want to make it work, they'll make it work. Listen, you heard Natasha earlier on, amazing mother. This woman, amazing mother, out in Slough with her two kids. You know,
is that where she was? I didn't even hear Slough, her saying. Yeah. She in Slough? I was only there a couple.
Are
of
you
weeks
listening
ago.
Today? There's loads of stuff you've asked questions about before.
Because I have Amanda in my ear at the time. Remember,
Jeremy, I'm a seasoned producer, and your style of presentation today has been very worrying, to say the least. You've asked questions about things that we've already gone over. You're not fully attentive. Can you just pay attention to the callers?
Well, it's too late now. It's over. Okay. Thank you very much for your
analysis.
There's our Casey, sexually active at 15. Tramp. Oh. Absolute tramp. Tramp.
Easy ho.
Easy ho. Thank you very much for listening to this latest edition of Opinions Matter. Thank you very much to all of the callers who came on, because without you guys, the podcast does not exist. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll talk to you on the next episode of Opinions Matter.